Before Lions cornerback Darius Slay became the team's highest-drafted corner since 1998, he played offense in high school. But now that he's in his sophomore year in the NFL, the 23-year-old number 23 has learned it takes a special kind of mindset to be a threatening defensive player.
A defensive player can go out there and just dominate. You know, I got a dominate mindset. You know, I'm very competitive, you know, so I'm going out there to dog anybody out that's in front of me. So that's my goal, and that's how I play by.
Was that a shift from when you switched from the offensive side of the ball to the defensive side of the ball, taking on that mindset, or was that kind of something that was ingrained in you that helped you make that switch?
It was ingrained in me at a young age, just, you know, with me always competing with all my brothers and all my cousins that we all grew up together playing football. It's a mindset to go out there to win.
When you're one of 10 kids in the family like Slay, it's understandable that competition comes naturally. His first year in the league required patience to see that competitive drive come to fruition. After only starting 4 games in 2013, Slay found himself the Week 1 starter this season. And every Sunday, his motivation to play hard still goes back to his family, his 7-year-old son.
It's not about me out here. You know, I got a son to take care of. So, you know, what I do could affect him. So, you know, if I go out here and slack off, and, you know, next thing you know, I might be without a job. So, you know, that means less food in his mouth. So, out of every opportunity I take to go out there on the field, I just go out there and think about, you know, I got a son to take care of, and, you know, a son to raise, and I want him to see the best.
What does your son say when he sees you out there playing ball?
And the first thing he says is, don't get monster day, daddy.
His son is going to be a lot better athlete than he is. Watch out for his son. His son, little Slay, is going to be amazing.
Better than Slay.
There's no question. And if you ask his son right now, he'll say he's faster than his dad.
While his son may be the reason he plays, his football family and the defensive backroom deserve much of the credit for developing Slay into the player he's become.
Darius really seems to bring a lot of energy anywhere that he goes, and I'm sure it's the same way in that DB room.
Sure.
How do you describe his personality?
Very bubbly, you know, but I'd say the good thing about him, he is outgoing, but he's a listener also. So he's not always talking, he's listening, he processes information. If he doesn't know something, he asks.
Which one of those guys in that room has influenced you the most?
Rasheem Mathis. You know, he came in and started over me at the time. But as he was starting over me, he was teaching me.
I think Rasheem has done a great job of mentoring him, teaching him how to be a professional.
What about Tony Oden? What has his influence been on you?
Great coach, man. Best thing happened to him. He came in and just took me under and just taught me a lot of stuff, you know, with patience and just understanding the game.
The critics said before the season the cornerback position would be the Lions' Achilles heel. Slay's emergence alongside veteran Mathis has proved to be a different story. There's a tough third quarter of the season ahead with plenty of talented receivers to cover, but Oden trusts his young corner.
We're confident that he can challenge any receiver in this league, and I think he's gaining confidence in that as well, but it does help out the entire defense.
Darius Slay is up for the challenge. For DetroitLions.com, I'm Tori Petrie.